QST from the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio. This is the ARRL Aries Audio e-letter for July 15, 2015. The ARRL Aries Audio e-letter is a voice version of the ARRL Aries e-letter, which is compiled by Rick Palm, K1CE, in Daytona Beach, Florida. The ARRL Aries e-letter is available online at arrl.org/ares-el. Or you may listen to the audio version at arrl.org/ares-e-letter-audio-version. And you may listen to it as a podcast on iTunes. I'm Tony Riggs, W1FHN, reporting from Lanham, Maryland, and my audio script editor is Al Brown, KZ3AB, in Laurel, Maryland. In this issue, we have for you ARRL 2015 Hurricane Season Webinar, set for Monday, July 20th. Anatomy of the Oceanside, California CERT. Spring Severe Storm Set, a Success in Pacific Northwest. Critical Partnership, CERT joins with Amateur Radio Club for Field Day in West Central Florida. ARRL Los Angeles Section promoting membership in InfraGuard. Heat, summer's number one killer. Letters, liability waivers. And an editorial, the critical need for amateur radio embedded in CERTs. Those are the headlines. Here are the stories. ARRL 2015 Hurricane Season Webinar, set for Monday, July 20th. The ARRL will host a 2015 Hurricane Season Webinar, Monday, July 20th. It will start 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That's 0 hour on July 21st, UTC. This session will address the role of amateur radio during the 2015 hurricane season and is expected to last approximately 90 minutes. Anyone interested in hurricane preparedness and response is invited to attend this online presentation. Topics will include a meteorological overview of the current season, amateur radio station WX4NHC at the National Hurricane Center, who we are and what we do, ARRL Media and Public Relations, the Hurricane Watch Net, or HWN, the VOIP Hurricane Net, and ARRL Coordination and Interface. The program will include presentations by representatives of the National Hurricane Center and WX4NHC, the VOIP Hurricane Net, the HWN, the Canadian Hurricane Center, and the ARRL. Webinar registration is open to all, but should be of particular interest to radio amateurs in hurricane-prone areas. The webinar will conclude with a Q&A session. You may register online at attendee.gotowebinar.com with no spaces. That URL once again is attendee.gotowebinar.com with no spaces. Thanks to Mike Corey, KI1U, the ARRL Emergency Preparedness Manager, for this information. Anatomy of the Oceanside, California CERT. The community of Oceanside, California, located north of San Diego along the coast, has a population of 180,000 and is approximately 42 square miles in size. The community has an energetic community emergency response team, or CERT, program, along with a vital amateur radio communications support group. Like many California coastal communities, Oceanside is exposed to numerous hazards, including earthquakes, tsunamis, severe weather, flooding, and wildfires. CERT members understand that following a major disaster, first responders who provide fire and medical services will not be able to meet the demand for those services. Factors such as number of victims, communication failures, and road blockages will prevent people from accessing emergency services they have come to expect through 911. People will have to rely on each other for help, in order to meet their immediate life-saving and life-sustaining needs. Oceanside CERT is about readiness, people helping people, rescuer safety, and doing the greatest good for the greatest number. CERT is a citizen-based, neighborhood-centric approach to emergency and disaster effects mitigation and adaptation, where citizens will be initially on their own. Their early actions, based on their training, planning, resources, and communication capabilities, can save lives when government responders are not available. Citizens can manage utilities, put out small fires, treat victims with basic medical interventions, search for and rescue victims safely, and organize themselves and spontaneous volunteers to be effective. In 2005, the Oceanside Fire Department started the Community CERT program. The program was initially funded by a county grant and supported with a small budget from the fire department. After much planning and work, the first class of 25 citizen trainees graduated that year. Since then, the program has grown. It now has more than 400 trained citizens with an elected board of directors to oversee and manage the group. The fire department serves as program advisor and sponsoring representative to the San Diego County CERT Council. About 125 of these dedicated volunteers are active members that continue to attend quarterly training sessions and participate in city EOC drills, various community fairs, civic events, and PR opportunities. The Oceanside CERT is authorized by the Oceanside Fire Department, the San Diego County Unified Disaster Council, and the San Diego County CERT Council. We'll pause now to allow repeaters to identify. This is the ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter for July 15, 2015. Spring severe storm set, a success in Pacific Northwest. While hurricanes and tornadoes receive much publicity across the central portion of the United States, the Pacific Northwest is not lacking in the severe storm arena. An extratropical cyclone roared up the Oregon-Washington-British Columbia coast back in 1962 and is known as the Columbus Day Storm of 1962. That storm is a contender for the title of most powerful recorded in the U.S. in the 20th century. Using a realistic severe storm scenario, the Clark County Washington Aries, or CC Aries, held its spring 2015 simulated emergency test on May 30th. 50 CC Aries members participated at partner agency locations throughout the county. These included the Clark Regional Emergency Services Agency, Peace Health Southwest Medical Center, Legacy Salmon Creek Medical Center, Stations 7 and 10 of the Vancouver Fire Department, East County Fire and Rescue, Clark County Sheriff West Precinct, and the Battleground Police Department. The set included a full simplex path check between agency locations, formal message passaging on simplex with repeater backup, an operational period changeover, a shift of the primary net for the set over to a different repeater, many real-life inspired simulated injects into the exercise, and several operational site visitations by an Aries assistant EC. The CC Aries extended thanks to W7AIA and KB7APU for the use of their repeaters for this event. CC Aries Emergency Coordinator John Gainsborough, KM7LJ, recorded this set as a success in nearly all the exercise evaluation categories. Planning for the fall 2015 set is already underway, as is response planning for the four-day Cascadia Rising 2016 regional exercise next June. Thanks to Steve Aberley, WA7PTM, an ARRL official emergency station in the ARRL Western Washington section, for this report. Critical Partnership. CERT joins with Amateur Radio Club for Field Day in West Central Florida. Andy Miller, KJ4FEC, the vice president of the Upper Pinellas Amateur Radio Club in Florida, reports amateur radio operators from the Upper Pinellas Florida Amateur Radio Club and the East Lake CERT practiced emergency disaster communication skills and demonstrated their capabilities before the public at their 2015 ARRL Field Day site. Together, the two organizations boast a total of 72 amateur radio operators ready for service when called upon. Pinellas County lies to the east of Tampa, with a population of about 1 million on the coast of the Gulf of Mexico. Clearwater is the county seat, and St. Petersburg is the largest city. East Lake CERT is part of the Community Emergency Response Team program, a FEMA initiative that educates people about disaster preparedness for hazards that may impact their area. It also trains them in basic disaster response skills, such as fire safety, light search and rescue, team organization, and disaster medical interventions. By using their training, CERT members can assist others in their neighborhood or workplace following an event when professional responders are not immediately available to help. CERT members also are encouraged to support emergency response agencies by taking a more active role in emergency preparedness projects in their community. Using the call sign KV4CT, CERT members and amateurs operated 5 positions on the HF and VHF bands. The first 8 hours of operations was streamed live on the Internet. More than 200 contacts were made with stations in the continental U.S., Hawaii, Canada, and the Caribbean. They operated off the grid with battery, solar, and portable generator power to simulate the conditions that might exist after a disaster. Operators also demonstrated amateur radio to the general public and allowed technician class licensees to try HF communications. East Lake CERT participates. East Lake CERT licensed operators had 2 firsts. Heidi Termolo, KM4JSU, made her first HF contact on 15 meters, and Ryan Saliga, KM4DOZ, also had his first HF contact with W1AW of all stations. Mr. Saliga was so excited he couldn't remember the call sign he was to use for field day. CERT and amateur radio together. The joint exercise bringing the Upper Pinellas ARC and East Lake CERT together showed the critical importance and public benefit of the relationship between programs like CERT and amateur radio. Participation was excellent. Field Day, a mock emergency setup for communication every year, hones skills, so when participation groups are needed and activated, seasoned operators will be able to fill in gaps when other systems are overloaded or non-existent. Having an active CERT program in neighborhoods, as well as a community of trained and practiced amateur radio operators, bring major disaster response capability to the table. ARRL Los Angeles Section promoting membership in InfraGuard. ARES members in Los Angeles are invited to join InfraGuard. That's a public-private partnership managed by the FBI with the purpose of sharing information concerning protection of our nation's critical infrastructure. Communication is one of those critical elements, and ARES is recognized as playing an important role. Applicants for InfraGuard membership undergo an FBI background investigation and, once cleared, will receive a membership document, regular emailed security briefings, access to the secure InfraGuard Internet site, and invitations to a variety of training sessions. The passing of the background check may prove useful in a variety of other ARES partner agency engagements, where absence of a background check might otherwise delay or preclude our involvement. InfraGuard membership is not mandatory, but Los Angeles ARES leadership encourages all members to consider submitting applications. InfraGuard is an association of persons who represent businesses, academic institutions, state and local law enforcement agencies, and other participants. They are dedicated to sharing information and intelligence to prevent hostile acts against the United States. You may click on InfraGuard.org for more information. That URL again is, and I will spell it this time, InfraGuard.org. Heat, summer's number one killer. 20 years ago this summer, a heat wave struck Chicago. This led to the deaths of nearly 750 people during a single week. The Chicago heat wave of 1995 tragically demonstrated that heat and humidity can be a deadly combination. These factors put a lot of stress on the human body and can lead to serious health conditions such as heat exhaustion, heat stroke, or even death. The more extreme the temperature, the shorter the amount of exposure time needed to fall ill. Heat waves have the potential to cover a large area, exposing a high number of people to a hazardous combination of heat and humidity. In fact, heat is typically the leading cause of weather-related fatalities each year. High temperatures and humidity are common in numerous locations across the country. But when temperatures spike and humidity is on the rise in areas of the country where people are not accustomed to these conditions, they don't necessarily understand that they need to take action to stay safe. The heat index is a measure of how hot it really feels when relative humidity is factored in with the actual air temperature. High humidity levels combined with hot conditions can be extremely dangerous. So, limit your outdoor activities during these periods. Thanks to the National Weather Service, NWS, for this reminder. And it's time for us to remind you that we must take a station break. This is the ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter for July 15, 2015. We'll be right back. Please stand by. Letters, Liability Waivers. Rich Stiebel, W6APZ in Palo Alto, California, wrote, "I received my amateur license in the 1950s in Chicago and joined the emergency communications group of that era. It was called Civil Defense. When there was activation, we simply grabbed our radios, showed up at our assignments, and operated as a service to the public. In 1967, when I moved to Palo Alto, California, I joined the local Aries Races organization. We participated in city drills, bike-a-thons, and charity walks. We were issued special identification badges by the Palo Alto Fire Department, so we would have access to the EOC and be identified as emergency responders. Over the years, I've participated in a number of activations and assignments. We simply showed up where needed to provide service to the city, Red Cross, or race organizer with no special paperwork required. We just did what was needed to be done. In the last few years, our city's EOC was reorganized, and now all amateurs are asked to sign a form before they could work for the EOC. It stipulated that the ham was participating in the event for their own benefit and that the city and all related entities would be held harmless in the event that the ham suffered any mishap while participating in the event. This form seemed inappropriate, given that we were volunteering our services for the benefit of the EOC and the public, and not for our benefit. Months ago, I was asked if I would be available for a local bike tour, for which I had provided communications for many years in the past. A few days before the event, I was sent a similar form that all participants were required to sign. Having committed to support the bike tour, I did not feel right backing out at the last minute, so I signed the form, but gave notice that if such a form were going to be required next year, I would not be available to serve. Hams have invested in equipment and taken specialized training to be able to provide communications in the field as a public service. It seems to me that whoever we are serving should provide themselves with whatever insurance is required to make the hold harmless agreements unnecessary. Thanks, Rich, for your question. Finally, an editorial from Rick Palm, K1CE, titled "The Critical Need for Amateur Radio Embedded in CERTs." This issue of the Ares e-letter has focused on Citizen Corps or CERT program for good reason. We as radio amateurs are potentially critical links in the community and neighborhood disaster survival chain. During the immediate aftermath of a disaster, first responders will likely be overwhelmed and not available to assist you, your family, and neighbors. Your neighborhood could be isolated for a period of time. You may be first a responder, relying on your own interventions for survival, mitigation of, and adaptation to disaster after effects. The best approach to personal disaster management I've seen is the CERT program, and under its umbrella, the development of your own neighborhood emergency response team. It will require drafting a neighborhood plan and recruiting of members to be trained in basic emergency support functions, such as first aid, light search and rescue, fire management, and, of course, communications for intra-team coordination and with the outside world. There are a number of radio communication services that are available to the average citizen. They include the Family Radio Service, or FRS, and the General Mobile Radio Service, or GMRS. None come close to the breadth and depth of utility of the amateur radio service. Radio amateurs are found in almost every neighborhood across the country and should be key members of a neighborhood team. Without communications, there can be no coordination. Without coordination, there cannot be an effective response mounted to potentially save the lives and property of you, your family members, and neighbors. The ARRL recognizes this. In June 2003, the ARRL became an official affiliate program of Citizen Corps, an initiative within the Department of Homeland Security to enhance public preparedness and safety. A Statement of Affiliation, or SOA, was signed and made the ARRL an affiliate under the four charter Citizen Corps programs. They are Neighborhood Watch, Volunteers in Police Service, Community Emergency Response Teams, and Medical Reserve Corps. The 2003 SOA demonstrates the ARRL's commitment to community emergency preparedness through the Citizens Corps programs. Indications are for larger and stronger storms, more sea level encroachment and severe flooding, wildfires, and droughts in the future. Now is the time to start your own CERT program and neighborhood emergency response team and plan to involve your family members and neighbors to be ready for all hazards, to meet them when you may be isolated and on your own for hours or even days or weeks. Signed, Rick Palm, K1CE. And that's the ARRL Ares Audio e-letter for July 15, 2015. The ARRL Ares Audio e-letter is a monthly service of the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, the National Organization for Amateur Radio. The ARRL Ares Audio e-letter is a voice version of the ARRL Ares e-letter, compiled and written by Rick Palm, K1CE, in Daytona Beach, Florida. To learn more about amateur radio, or to get the latest in amateur radio news, visit ARRL.org on the World Wide Web. Our thanks to this month's contributors. My audio script editor is Al Brown, KZ3AB in Laurel, Maryland. Thanks for listening, and 73. I'm Tony Riggs, W1FHN, reporting from Lanham, Maryland. Copyright 2015 ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio. All rights reserved.